Jesus has come to Jerusalem in and around the time of the Feast of Tabernacles or the Feast of Booths. He reveals himself to be the light of the world. He reveals himself to be the bread of life. He reveals himself to be the water of life. And in this eighth chapter where we've been now for a few weeks, he has much to say about God being his Father. John begins in reference to Jesus Christ saying, "In the beginning was the Word," that's Jesus. "The Word was with God," that's Jesus, "and the Word was God." And he seems in this eighth chapter to really drive home that great truth, to really drive home his deity. You see the word Father many times throughout this eighth chapter, particularly the second part of John 8. He's saying and saying over and over again, "God is my Father. God is my Father. I am one with him. He has sent me, and everyone that believes in me will be saved. God the Father sent me. I've come to do his will, to give my life for the salvation of those he has given me. And all those that believe in me, I give eternal life to." Or, as the text reveals to us, "All those that believe in me will have God as their Father also." As he said there in verse 28 of John 8, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me," his Father, "is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him." He lifts himself up. I believe he's giving us a encapsulated look at the gospel. His being lifted up as he had been sent to the Father to be lifted up. He always did those things that were pleasing to the Father, and he was going to go to the cross because that's what the Father had sent him here to do. And in our text today, verse 44 through 47, he speaks about the lost. He speaks about the unbelieving Jew. He speaks about the religious Jew who claimed Abraham as their father, but didn't know anything about him being a spiritual father. They claimed God was their father, but they had no relationship with God. And here Jesus Christ is here, and they're rejecting him. So that's just amplifying the fact that they don't know Abraham as a spiritual father, they don't know God as their father, or else they would believe in Jesus Christ and be taken into that relationship with him. He said in verse 31 through 36, about those who, when he preached this gospel or told them of this gospel, they believed. They believed. Many had believed before, and many had not been committed to by the Lord, and many had been rejected and didn't really believe. But there are indications in this portion of Scripture, verse 31 in particular, that we're talking about some who truly believed in response to the message that Jesus Christ has preached. We saw how discipleship begins with believing in Jesus Christ. You want to be a disciple, you want to be a follower, you want to have God as your Father, you want to have Jesus Christ as your Savior. It begins with your believing in Him. Believing that He died, was buried, and rose again for you. And Jesus said to those that believed on Him, if you continue in My word, which is a roundabout way saying, if you continue in Me, because He was the Word. Those that believe had begun, showed themselves as disciples. Jesus said, if you are true disciples, you will continue in Me, you will continue in My word, then you'll be My disciples indeed. As you continue in the word, you will know the truth. Verse 32, the truth shall make you free. And kind of in counter, verse 44 through 47, which is our text, He speaks about those who didn't believe He was the Son of God, who didn't like His speaking about God the way Jesus spoke about God. He says in verse number 42, if God were your Father, you would love Me. They didn't love Jesus. They didn't want anything to do with Jesus. That's because God wasn't their Father. God was Jesus' Father. God was and is the Father of all those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. But God was not their Father, therefore they didn't love Jesus. They rejected Jesus, and ultimately they're going to crucify Jesus. Because God is not their Father. If God were your Father, you would love Me, for I proceed forth and came from God. There it is again, the deity of Christ. Neither came I of Myself, but He, God, sent Me. Why do you not understand My speech? Why do you not understand what I'm saying? Even because you cannot hear My word. You don't understand what I'm saying because you're not spiritually alive. You're a rejecter of My Father. You're a rejecter of Me as the Son of God, My Father. And you can't understand these things because you're dead spiritually. And in verse 44 again, I keep telling you that's our text because I'm going to get there. And I'm going to get there right now. Jesus Christ says to these who were not believers, He says to these who God was not their Father, He says to these who didn't love Him, didn't have any time for Him, didn't believe anything He had to say, didn't have a relationship with God, He says to these unbelievers now, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe Me not. Which of you convinces Me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe Me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. As He says here in verse 30 through 36, about those who believed in Him, continuing with Him, knowing the truth, being free. Counter to that, He says to those that don't know Christ, do not know Him as the Son of God, who do not know the God that He's speaking of. You're the father, you're devil. You are of your father, the devil. He says this, and this is said to be very much in the emphatic. In verse 39, they said, Abraham is our father. And in response to that, Jesus is basically saying, no, he's not. No, he's not. Abraham is not your father. Though you may have Abraham in a physical line connected to you, Abraham is not your spiritual father. You're not of Abraham. You're not of Abraham. Abraham's not your father. The devil's your father. The devil's your father. But they claimed Abraham, but they were spiritually dead. And in verse number 41, you do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. See, not only are they claiming Abraham as a father, but they are claiming God as a father. And it's to that that Christ says, you're not able to claim Abraham as your father because the devil's your father. You're not able to claim God as your father because the devil is your father. I mean, he hits them right between the eyes with the fact that they're dead in their trespasses and sins. They don't have any connection to him. They reject him. They have no connection to the true God of the universe, the God that sent his son to die. They had no relationship with God. They had not been born again. They were not believers in God. They were still children of the devil. And sad to say, but it's true nonetheless, anybody here and everyone here who knows not the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, who's not repented of their sins and believed in the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ for their sins, anybody here who might claim to have a relationship with God or might claim to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, who has never repented of their sins and believed he died for them, you're just as much a child of the devil. Yes, there are people sitting here today who are the children of the devil. I didn't say that. Jesus said that. Jesus said that. Ye are of your father, the devil. Very strongly, he rejects their claiming Abraham as their father. He strongly rejects their claiming Jesus as or God as their father, or Jesus in any regards. You're the children of Satan. Now, just as he speaks to those who believed in verse 31 and then gave evidences that they had really believed, as he speaks about there being these unbelieving Jews, these Jews who rejected him, as he speaks about them being the children of the devil, he then gives evidence that they're the children of the devil. To all those that do not know God as having sent his son to die for their sins, to all those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, they are the children of the devil, and here's the evidence for that. Verse 44, you find a list of the evidences of those who do not know God, do not know Jesus Christ, who do know Satan, who are believers and followers of him. Ye are of your father the devil. First thing he gives is an identifying mark. And the lust of your father will you do. The devil is your father. And the evidence that he gave them for the devil being their father is they always do the lust of their father. You lust just like the devil. Lust can mean sexual lust. Lust can mean greed, covetousness. Lust could be the lust of things. Lust can be the lusting for notoriety, for fame, for power. those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ and those who are not able to call God as their Father, they're still lost in their sins and they're still children of the devil, and they will lust, whatever regards you want to apply it, they will lust just as the devil lusts. Not only does he say, the lust of your father will you do, but he goes on to say about the devil, he was a murderer from the beginning. Murder originated with the devil. The devil brought murder into the world. We find murder in relationship to Adam. Adam disobeyed God, Adam sinned, and Adam died. The devil had a part in that. Cain rose up and killed his brother. First murder in Scripture, technically. The devil had a hand in that. The devil is a murderer, and he was a murderer from the beginning. But I would say to you, in case you're sitting there thinking, well, I'm not a murderer, I've never murdered anybody. Well, the New Testament tells us hate is the equivalent of murder. You can hate somebody and you are guilty of murder. You are guilty before God of having killed somebody when you hate somebody. Not only does hate equivocate to the sin of murder, but the New Testament tells us, and Jesus Christ himself had a couple places where he addressed this subject, and he says, if you're angry, you're a murderer. You can hate somebody and be guilty of murder. You can be angry with somebody and you're guilty of murder. Well, how are we doing? If we're looking at everybody who's sitting here this morning, are you a child of God or are you a child of the devil? Are you one who has believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, or have you rejected the Lord Jesus Christ like these folks did and are calling upon your own righteousness? You don't want to ever acknowledge that you could be a child of the devil or a follower of the devil or resemble the devil as your father? How do you do in regards to the lust of the flesh? What lust do you have that condemns you and makes you guilty before God today? Sexual lusts? We're living in what is increasingly more and more the most deviated and wicked society the world has ever known. Pornography and indecency and the passions of the flesh are unchecked in the world today. Unchecked. Nothing's wrong anymore. Are you greedy? All you can think about is money, having more money. The sin of covetousness, the sin of lusting after more, is a grievous sin. Grievous sin indeed. Are you lusting after things? Is your whole life about being somebody? Being somebody in the world? You are of your father the devil. The lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer. How are you doing in this regards? You hate anybody? Have you ever spoken those words, I hate you, to anybody? What are you guilty of? You ever been angry? Well, who would ever dare to ever say they've never been angry? It's just such a common malady to the human nature. He says in verse number 44 again of our text, you of your father the devil, the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. He abode not in truth. Do you abide not in truth? God's word is truth. The message of Jesus Christ is truth. Jesus Christ is truth. Do you abide outside of Jesus Christ? Do you abide outside of what the Bible teaches? Do you abide outside of what God qualifies as truth? The devil abode not in truth. Those of his who are his children abide not in truth. He abides not in truth because there is no truth in him. If you're here and you're lost, you abide not in truth because there is no truth in you. There can't be truth within you. As long as you're in your sins and know not Jesus Christ as your Savior. Goes on to say in verse 44, speaking about the devil, and we're thinking about children of the devil. The devil is consumed by lusts. His children and those that are follower or who resemble him are consumed by lust. He was a murderer. He is a murderer. Those who know not Jesus Christ and those who continue in their sins that hate and are angry, they're guilty of murder. They have no truth abiding within them. Goes on to say, when he speaketh a lie, when the devil speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. If you're here and you know not the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you're constantly speaking lies, and you can't help but speak lies, that's the devil's way. You're following his example. You're following his illustration. I have said before that I wish, maybe I don't, but I wish God would maybe give me the boldness to say somebody who speaks to me that which is a lie, and I know it to be a lie, and yet they want to convince me that it's the truth. I sometimes pray God would give me the boldness, and I said this here before, to look them in the eye and say, you're a liar! You're a liar! But we're living in a politically correct day and time, and preachers tend to play the political game, so I'll probably never do that. Let it suffice for me to say, if you're following after the example of Satan and you're constantly lying and telling lies upon lies upon lies, I may not ever be able to look you in the face and say you're lying, but God knows you're lying. And God holds you accountable for those lies. And God holds you accountable for looking more like the devil than looking like Jesus Christ. And I would also add to this thought, though you think nobody knows you're lying, God knows you're lying. But I think I'm safe in saying this. When you're telling the lies that you tell, and you think nobody knows you're lying, God knows, but I kind of think in my own mind that there's probably somebody somewhere in the world who knows you're lying also. I just don't think you ever get away with it. I just don't think that's possible according to what I understand about Scripture. So the evidence of there being followers resembling the devil is they lust like him sexually, covetous ways and things and notoriety. They're a murderer like him, maybe in hatred and anger. They abide not in truth, like he abode not in truth and doesn't abide in truth, and there is no truth within him. And there's no truth within his children and those who know not Jesus Christ. He was a liar from the very beginning. Those who are liars show that they're not in any way possibly a child of God, but a child of the devil. Verse 45, another thing that evidenced them as not being believers and not having relationship with God, but being the children of the devil or resembling the devil. He says in verse number 45, I tell you the truth. Jesus is telling them the truth. He's speaking the truth to them. He never told them anything but the truth. Well, what did they do with what Jesus said? I speak the truth unto you, and you believe me not. You believe me not. You won't believe me. These Jews and these people of making up most of the crowds, as we begin to move into the end of Christ's life, moving towards his crucifixion, he identifies them as resembling Satan, not resembling him, not resembling God. And he says, you won't believe the truth. I wonder how many people here who have heard and heard and heard. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. How many have heard and heard and heard? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. How many sat here and heard and heard and heard, repent and believe the gospel and be saved? How many have heard and heard and heard the truth? And you come into church and you go out from the doors of this church unchanged, refusing to believe the truth. Well, what are you showing yourself as you refuse the truth? Are you showing yourself as a child of God? No. Are you showing yourself as resembling the person of Jesus Christ? No. You hear the truth and you reject the truth. You won't believe the truth, though you've heard it multiple times before, hundreds of times before. You reject the truth. Who are you resembling? The devil wouldn't believe. These Jews wouldn't believe. These people wouldn't believe. Who are you resembling? Jesus preached, God is my Father. I am one with him. He it is that sent me. Whosoever believes in me shall have everlasting life. We'll take of the bread of life. We'll take of the water of life. We'll see the light of the world and be saved forever. 1 John 5. First John 5, verse 9 through 11. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. See, it's similar to what John's saying. It's similar to what Jesus is saying in John. God the Father sent Jesus, God the Son, to be a Savior, to die upon the cross. And God has borne witness, as you look at the words of of John chapter 8. God has borne witness to Christ. God himself. The Jews ask, you speak of yourself. You don't have any witness. You don't have anybody to testify to the validity of what you're saying. And Jesus says, oh, yes, I do. I have God the Father. I have my Father to speak as a witness. And they were really upset with that. They were really upset with that. But Jesus says and is saying here in John 8, God is my Father, I and my Father am one. He sent me. All those who believe in me have everlasting life. God bears witness in our reference there in 1 John. God bears witness to Christ and who Christ was. That's why you'd better do something with Jesus Christ. And the only thing you can do with Jesus Christ that results in the saving of your soul is believing of his death, burial, and resurrection for you. Repenting of your sins and believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Back in our text of John 8, ye are of your father the devil. What evidence did they give? They were of their father the devil and not Abraham or the father of Jesus. The evidence they gave, the lust of the devil, they do. The murderous spirit and attitude that the devil committed and had within his bosom, they had and they have. Truth did not abide within him. Truth did not abide within them. When he spoke a lie, he spoke of himself. They evidenced by their constant speaking of lies that they were not God's children, that they did not know God, the Son of God, the Father of Jesus Christ as their Father, but the devil. Evidence is given in verse 45. They spoke, Jesus spoke the truth, they refused it. They refused it. Last week, in verse 32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. We considered the fact that John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, the life. John 17:17, we referenced last week, where Jesus praying, Father, sanctify them. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. You have the truth, you believe the truth, you show yourself to be a child of God, you show yourself a brother or a sister of Jesus Christ, but you reject the truth, you've rejected Christ, and you show yourself again to be a child of the devil. Verse 47 of our text, he that is of God, okay, we're talking about he that's of God, he that's of the devil, who shows themselves as believers in Christ, as opposed to those who show themselves as resembling the devil more. He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not. Whoa, here he seals the dialogue he's having with them in verse 47. Those who are of God hears God's word. Amen. Simple fact, simple to understand, isn't it? Those that hear God's word are of God. Those folks that Jesus was speaking of heard not the word of God. And Jesus Christ makes it very plain, the last part of verse number 47, because they are not of God. They are not of God. Kind of want to disrespectfully ask you, as you're gathered here this morning, who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Father is a term that is used in Scripture in relationship to God, and it's a title of respect. But to those who are saved, and to those who know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, to those who have found forgiveness and eternal life and relationship with God, we call him, the Bible says, Abba, Father. Abba, Father is speaking of God as far as we who are saved are concerned. He's our daddy. He's that intimate relationship with us. He's not just God the Father, but he's our Father, our personal Father, our Abba, Father. So as we ask the question, who's your daddy? Is the Lord Jesus Christ your Savior? Is God in heaven your Father? Or is the God of this world your Father? As Jesus Christ speaks these words, as he evaluates you, where do you stand this morning? Do you hear Jesus Christ whispering in your ears, you are of your father, the devil? You evidence it by your doing. Nobody has any argument against it because you're evidenced. Evidence speaks of your being resemblers of the devil. You lust, you kill, you abide not in truth, you lie, you won't believe the truth, you won't hear the word of God. What do you need to do today? Just simply put, as God would give testimony to, Christ gave testimony to, the Holy Spirit gives testimony to, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou shalt be saved. That's a promise God gives to all those who truly believe. That's a promise that Jesus Christ gives. That's a promise the Holy Spirit backs up. And you can only make that when you know he's quickening you and making you alive. Who's your daddy? Who do you resemble? Do you need to believe and be saved? Then what does hinder you, I wonder? I want to say one thing in closing. They wanted to claim Abraham as their father. But Jesus says he may be your physical father, but he's not your spiritual father. So he condemned that. He condemned that. They certainly didn't believe in Jesus Christ, and they rejected him. And they certainly didn't have the relationship with the real God that Jesus was speaking of. I want to say this in closing. Don't get mad. Don't turn away, but let it sink in. Let it sink in. Understand, being raised in church, being raised in church by godly parents only makes you more accountable to believe, to respond, to see the light, to take of the water, to eat the bread of Jesus Christ. Being raised in church and being raised by godly parents has no effect at all upon your sinlessness or your lack of needing Christ. Being raised in church and being raised by godly parents only makes you that much more accountable. You better do something with Jesus Christ. Let's stand together.